Hi everyone, welcome back to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode, we are going to talk about real-world assets and their tokenization. So this has become one of the more interesting use cases of blockchains in the last couple of years. Now let's understand what are real-world assets in the first place. So very broadly, anything that has been generated or created in the real world before being represented digitally is a real world asset. Let me give you an example. Fiat currencies are the most regularly used real world assets. So the fiat currencies are issued by the central banks of different countries. They are created by the banks before being represented digitally, and hence they are real world assets. In addition, there could be real world assets with respect to arts. Artists create them, not digital art, but real physical art, for example, paintings and stuff. Then there are commodities. Commodities and rare earth metals, like, you know, people creating out of mining, like gold and stuff, these are all real world assets. So all of these things are real world assets, but why do we want to tokenize them? What's the point? So the point is that when you represent these real world assets on a blockchain, then there are a few things that happen. You can easily make them liquid and tradable to many different kind of organizations and people. For example, let's say there is an organization somewhere in the southern part of America that is responsible for mining some specific metal, and whatever they mine needs to be traded across the world. Now, either you need to talk to them directly, or if they issue the same digital version of that asset on a blockchain, then you can just go to an exchange and buy that from the convenience of your own place. So this is what happens when you tokenize real world assets on a blockchain. The trade becomes much easier. The liquidity is much easier. Then the other thing that happens is it becomes much simpler to track the record of the ownership of these assets. For example, if there is an art that is generated and somebody needs to track who was the previous owner, who will be the next owner and all of that stuff, it becomes extremely easy to make that happen. These are some of the benefits of tokenization of real world assets. Now, how does this happen? This does not happen just like that. You first of all have to have the rights to actually tokenize the assets. So in general, what happens is the organizations or the bodies or the governments who are in charge of creating the real world assets in the physical world, they should also be in charge of tokenizing these assets on the blockchain as well. It shouldn't be like, you know, one government or one particular agency is mining gold in a particular country and then some other person is tokenizing it in a different place. That doesn't work. That will not be the right legal tokenization of these assets. So how it works is the companies in charge of creating or generating real world assets in the physical world, they partner with companies who are responsible for tokenizing them on the blockchains with respect to software, with respect to the right legal agreements and structures. And then these assets are created on the blockchain. And then they are made available on exchanges, in liquidity pools, in many other, you know, like ways for people to trade them and invest in them. So that is how real world asset tokenization takes place. And I also spoke about some of the benefits of it. I hope you found this insightful. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.